Moncrief on News Talk.
Kieran did mention the forthcoming presidential election. We're yet to discover the full range of candidates, but with a reasonable amount of confidence, we can make a prediction about them. None of them will have made an album. Michael D. Higgins opted to commit his latest set of poems to vinyl, accompanied by music composed by Miles O'Reilly. It's called Against All Certainty, and Miles joins us now. Afternoon, Miles.
Pleasure to be here.
So when you were contacted about doing this, what was the process? How did it work?
I was contacted. I've done some work with Clatter Records before, providing mood and an ambient backdrop behind Ronan O'Snoddy, the Irish singer from Keela. Mm. And they just thought I'd be a good fit to try some, provide a backdrop behind Michael D's words.
Yeah. And so I take it he'd already recorded poems.
Yes, he'd recorded a almost 3 hours of poems.
Sorry, that's just so Michael D. I know, I'll do another one.
And I was very fortunate. There were a few earmarked, and I was also very fortunate then to choose ones that I thought thematically would work as an album.
Okay, yeah. But did you have to clear that with him?
No, I didn't. I kind of hyper-focused for 2 weeks and finished the thing very, very quickly. And without consulting them, just chose 10 songs in total, and 3 had been earmarked.
Right. Okay. So there was 3 that he definitely wanted in there, but you were kind of given free rein over what other ones to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what criteria did you use to choose the other 7?
It's really the Death of Mary Doyle is such a beautiful poem about urban Ireland, about a character in his childhood. And when I started the 3 hour file, I was sent a file and I played it, and when I heard it, and it's exclusively for my ears, the first poem he began with actually was Brothers, which is a story about him and his brother having to leave their parents because their parents couldn't afford to keep them and move in with their aunt and uncle, a poem, sorry. And so I just thought that might be a good place to start, to maybe have a narrative of his childhood and of his upbringing, and as soon as I decided on that and found those poems and put them all in a row, it was a really beautiful story to learn, for me to learn personally, and then to visualise, and then to provide a musical backdrop for.
Yeah, because I think he also has a poem about his father in there as well.
Yes.
It's quite a tragic story.
It's quite
tragic. His father was very badly treated by the state after the War of Independence.
I mean, his childhood was traumatic by all accounts, you know, but he recalls them in such a beautiful, romantic way. He also performed this album that we're releasing, Against All Certainty, is really him sitting by the fire telling it to you, on an armchair by a fire, maybe holding a brandy. And we played the concert hall last Friday, and it was very different. It was more of a performance, and he turned into Chaplin, and it was just unbelievable, you know.
Well, he's a natural performer.
He really
is. I think we could all say that. So the tone of the whole piece, especially those, is it quite poignant at times? Can it be quite sad?
It can be quite sad, but in a really good way. I've made sure with the music that, I guess, the music is soundtracking it, so that in a way might soften a lot of the sadness. And you find, if you do find a lump in your throat listening to this album, it's a happy sad. I think there's a new emoji now that actually has happy sad, you know, because it's a thing, especially when you're listening to music and especially when you're appreciating art.
Yeah. And so I assume then that when you listen to him, you had to come up with music that complemented what you were hearing rather than getting in the way of it.
Yes, totally. I mean, I'm not great with my words. I'm not great with poetry either, but it was easy for me to hear him being assertive for one poem, to hear him being fragile for another. When he says the word love in particularly, it's there in the album, but when he says it, that's the closest I've heard him to crying.
Yeah.
So it was easy for me to kind of hear the breath in between his words and soundtrack that.
Yeah.
You know.
And is it just the poems on the album, or does he do a little introduction as to about the poem?
It's lovely on the recording, actually. It was unintentional. I don't think they thought I'd use it, but on the recordings where he's saying the poems, he's like, I think I might do another one now. I think I might actually do one about my brother, you know?
Yeah.
And so I left that in because it really draws the audience even closer to the experience. It's like you are sitting there chatting with him first before he's...
Okay, so if you're listening to it, does it feel like a continuous thing?
Totally.
That there isn't like track breaks there, so to speak.
Yes, no, it's a continuous thing. It's like you walk into a room with Michael D, you sit down with him, he's in an armchair by a fire, and you listen to him talk, tell you a story for an hour.
Yeah. The and so they contacted you to do this. You you listened to the poems, you composed the music. Had you met him at this point?
No.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, were you not a bit nervous when you did finally meet him? Because he clipped you around the ear hole and said, you ruined me poems.
I was incredibly nervous, and I think I got to spend 20 minutes with him alone in his office before my team arrived and his team came in, and I was incredibly nervous. I don't even know what was said now that I try to recall.
Yeah. And so then there was the concert that you mentioned.
Yes.
That did you get the chance to do much rehearsal? Did it need much rehearsal?
I kept saying, look, I don't have to go back, because I was quite nervous about it. But they were like, no, you're coming back to the ORS. He'd like a rehearsal. And I thought, okay, definitely go all in. And you know what? You're right. As soon as I did play the song, he was like, let's get to it. And he just said it. And it was brilliant. Yeah, we didn't need a rehearsal, but it was nice to be in a room together, I think, just to put the homework in, you know, before.
Yeah, because I would imagine if you're on stage with him and he's doing poetry and maybe he's giving introductions to the thing, you're just following him on whatever instruments you're on rather than it's like, hit it, Michael, kind of thing.
Exactly. It was more for my benefit, I think, that I felt a bit closer to him on stage then, you know.
Yeah, and it's called Against All Certainty. What does that mean, do you think?
Well, you know what? I've been asked about my interpretation of these poems, and I've learned now I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah. Because it's difficult. Well, because I suppose everyone could have their own interpretation things.
This is it. And his use of words is so brilliant that there are, you know, you can have three solid interpretations and you can have three people disagreeing with those interpretations. They're really beautifully worded. He's an amazing wordsmith.
Yeah. And so is the album released now, or is it about to release?
The album's out now, and this week is our chance really to get to number one. That's my role this week. It was composed last week.
Yeah.
I think we would all love to see Michael D get number one. It'd be a nice way to see him out, you know. So
yeah. Who's number one at the moment? Who would be kicking out?
Thankfully, we're not up against a lot right now. It was C-Mash last week.
Aww.
And I think she did it. And this week, I don't think we're up against much. So, you know, $6.99 in iTunes.
Okay, good man. Good plug. It was Miles O'Reilly there. The name of that album is Against All Certainty, featuring Miles O'Reilly and President Michael D. Higgins.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.